Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wigman, also the engineer this week because I have to walk up there and do all this stuff. Man, I tell you what, we are excited. We're at the Crappie Expo, but what do we happen to have with us? Three of the most intelligent electronic mount individuals there are in the planet, all in one spot here at the Beatdown Outdoor Products. And so we're going to start. I'm going to start here, and we're going to work our way across. This is Travis, and Hello. He is actually the myth, the legend, the man behind the scenes who never gets to be seen. So that's the reason why he's in between us, so he wouldn't run off. Because he would run off, and we wouldn't be able to find him. After that is Blake is the next one, and then Tom is following right there. And, of course, Tom, we are the bookends, Tom.
That's right.
So our job is to contain these guys and
keep them on track.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So we'll start. What's the history with you, Tom, and Beatdown?
Well, I went to Blake. We've been friends for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
I went to him. I was looking for a new mount.
Right.
No one out there had anything I liked. And so went to him and came up with the ultimate.
Oh, all right. And it was just an overnight thing. You guys it done? And
it took,
come the morning?
Pretty much, yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah, about 20 minutes, no. It took, I think last I heard, there was 175 different drawings.
Wow.
Before we had it perfected.
And what really sets the ultimate from other ones? Why are you like giving it your stamp of approval?
We wanted something we could be able to see while we're running down the lake. It
lowers
from the deck of the boat all the way up to 30 inches high.
Right.
And that way you have clear visibility when you're running. You get up there, you can raise it all the way up. It's about hip level, and
right.
you can see what you wanted on to your graph.
I gotcha. And so, Blake, so Travis came to you with this idea and said, let's build this mount. And you said, you know, we're really busy doing other things. We don't have time, but we're going to see what we can come up with. Is that...
We just kind of started snowballing ideas, you know, and we all kind of, I mean, our thing was we didn't want to put something out there that was you know, cheap or
right.
or just wasn't, you know, when we went to do it, it's got to be the best mount out there. That's what we went after. And,
right.
You know, that's why it took 170 iterations to get it down because, it, you know, we just kept tweaking things till we got what we wanted. So.
And so, Tom, you have some on your boat. How long have you had... like an ultimate, how long have you had one of the mounts on your boat, and what's the durability?
Yeah.
How does that come in?
So I've had it on there since about January this year, so we're in September, October now, I guess.
Yep.
So about 10 months almost. And you know, I was at my boat dealer, Boat's Choice Marine. They had one sitting there display, and I said, I gotta have that. It doesn't matter what it costs. I don't even care. It's the best mount out there. It's the ultimate. And
right.
so as far as durability goes, I mean, you know, I've had this thing on, I don't know, probably 10 different lakes around the Midwest, Lake of the Ozarks being one of those. And if you know Lake of the Ozarks, it's the roughest place on the planet, I think. We call it the washing machine, Lake of the Ocean, you know, all those
right.
good things. They got huge boats there. And we got several videos out there that this thing's just taking a beating on these boats, taking waves over the front, and it just stands up. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's the best thing that there is out there. I don't even have to worry about it. That's the best thing that I could say about it, is that I'm not worrying about, is that thing going to fall off? But then right. I also have the, you know, adjustability for it for fishing offshore, flipping docks, doesn't make any difference. If I go crappie fishing, I can raise that thing up as high as I need to
right.
and get it right where I want to see it, so... the ultimate.
There you go. So you came up kind of the idea, you know, build something, build it better. And so now there are other products Beatdown
yep.
has.
I guess
we'll ask Blake, how many products do you have? How many SKUs yet?
I mean, we probably have 25 different products, including accessories. Basically five different mounts, if you want to call it that. And then we just introduced the pole. The other day, our transducer pole.
Right.
So yeah, we have at least 25 different items, you know, not including the apparel or anything like that.
We'll come back to the transducer pole
that
here
good.
In a second, because it just released here at the Crappie Expo.
Yes, it did. Yep.
And so some people haven't even seen it yet. So
right.
what I will do is I'll put a picture in there so you
that
can see
good.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
But, so when you think about sonar and you think about using your units, are you a big crappie fisherman? Was that your drive?
I loved crappie fish. Yes. Yeah. Simple answer, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were looking, like other anglers, you were looking for something that...
Right. That would give you an advantage to...
Right.
In the world. So right. Garmin came out with LiveScope.
Right.
And, you know, it was the hottest thing going for 2-3 years. Finally, the other brands caught up. And
right.
I got Lowrance now, and Humminbird just came out with theirs this year.
Yep.
And without Live, you're not going to win a crappie tournament with it.
Right.
Without it.
Pretty
so
tough.
It is.
Now, do you fish on Lake of the Ozarks?
I fish some on Lake of the Ozarks, primarily Truman.
Truman?
Yep.
Is there any stumps up there? Or is that just a rumor?
It's a rumor. You know, just... Anywhere you want to go, just go wide open.
Yeah, go wide open. There you go. That takes us to the transducer pole. Because if you're going to go wide open, you just might as well save your lower unit will be shot, but at least you can save your transducer. Tell them the design a little bit, the transducer pole.
So basically what we got, we have two different models. We have a fixed model, which doesn't break away. So that's just the guy that's maybe fishing more open water, not Truman. Uh-huh. But so it just bolts down solid, and you can pull it out and remove it pretty easily. The breakaway model, though, that's where you're around a lot of stumps or brush or whatever. Basically, when you're going forward or backward and you hit something, it just breaks away.
Right.
But it's still solid enough to when if you're trolling fast, you can. It takes a little bit of pressure to actually pop it out of its place.
Right.
The advantage is that it just clicks back down in the exact same spot. So that's probably what separates it from all the other poles is if you can move some of the other poles, but it doesn't just snap back down. You got to fidget with it and get it to
right.
back to 90 degrees so it's not messing with your image.
And that's part of the thing is a lot of the homemade ones, let's say, if they were made out of PVC pipe and stuff,
right.
they don't go back to the original or ram mount. If you have like a ram mount,
right.
you've tried to ball mount it and come back. You can't come back to the exact
yeah.
location where your transducer was.
And
before.
That's important when you're trying to hit a fish that's 20, 30 feet away. I mean, you got to right. have your angles right, or you're not going to be looking what you think you're looking at. So
right. So that's a big difference in the thing.
Yeah.
So any mm-hmm. of them on the transducer pole? Any of the electronics go on it?
Yes.
Lowrance.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. All three.
So it works on all of them.
Yep.
So, Tom, what units do you like? What units do you have on your boat? But what mounts do you have on your boat?
So personally, I bass fish more than I crappie fish.
Okay.
So I went with the Ultimate Shorty,
right.
Which is a shorter version. But then it also has what we call the extension pole that you can mount into the top of that and get it to the same height as the Ultimate. So really, to me, that is the Ultimate. And, you know, I can get that pole down out of the way if I'm flipping docks, stuff like that. And I can be up on the front of the, you know, front of the boat and
uh-huh.
not have it in the way, but also get it up whenever I am offshore, whether I'm crappie fishing, walleye fishing, doesn't make any difference. So
do you have a bridge?
I don't have a bridge.
Okay.
My Nitro, I can actually set it down in the foot pedal well. And
right.
so it's just mounted right there. A lot of the other bass boats, fiberglass boats, you know, a lot of them, we do the bridge and we have
yeah.
several different sizes, different heights that you can have, but you can also mount it, you know, just directly down to the deck of the boat. So really is universal for anything that you could, you know, ever want, whether it's fiberglass, aluminum, bay boats, pontoon boats. I mean, you could put one on a big one of those yachts at Lake of the Ozarks if you want.
Right. So do you have a plate that goes underneath yours?
I
know you have some accessories and one of them's that.
Yeah.
What the plate comes in handy. Tell them the reason why you came up with the plate.
So every mount comes with the plate that goes up underneath the deck.
Okay.
That's standard. That's not extra. I mean, that's so it sandwiches the deck of the boat. And that's what you want. That's the most rigid you can have the mounting. Now, what the plate you're referring to is what we call our mounting plate.
Uh-huh.
And what's nice about that is it's easier to mount. You can mount the two plates, one under the deck, and then the top plate, this mounting plate.
Right.
And then your mount just bolts to it with four of our serrated head bolts. And those things lock in. I mean, you tighten those bolts down, it never comes loose. So it's just one of those things. If you ever want to pull your mount off, it's just
right.
those four bolts and it comes out. It's not through bolted to the deck. So
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And that takes us to the quick change. And I'm hoping someone will throw us one of these mounts, a quick change
quick
mount,
change.
so you can
quick
show
change.
It. So
right
when
there.
The first Ultima came out, it guys were going to fish in a tournament, but you don't leave, you know,
right.
all your units out there, or it's a double stack, so you don't leave them out. So you guys came up with, this is very, like, the ingenuity, the engineering. I would have liked to have been there and seen the aha moment. It's probably they were eating a Snickers or a Reese's peanut butter cup, and they're like, man, we need to make this so that lid comes off.
Right.
Tell them, show them, and actually show them, too. Tell them about it, though, what you're doing.
So it's got a clamping mechanism. This thing, tighten this down. Okay. It clamps these two pieces together.
Right.
You loosen it up. Turn it 90 degrees, or about 45 degrees, it slides right out. It's got a pin in there that, this is slotted here.
Okay.
You slide in and turn it, and it'll fit right back down in. And it won't come out, but you still want to lock that down just to make sure it won't. I mean, it's solid.
So, and this is the Ultima.
This is the Ultima.
Stretches up, how far does that come from the base?
So
what
this will
number
come up,
of inches?
This will come up, the first level is 17 inches.
Okay.
Loosen this. It comes up to 30.
Wow.
So right up here where your graphs are, we 30 inches from the base of the deck.
And then so on top of this, they can put a single unit or...
They can put a single unit, or we sell a double stack.
And a triple stack.
And there's also a triple stack.
Stack.
Yep.
Yeah. They can't bring it over because I don't even know if our wide-angle lens is going to show a triple stack. But here it comes.
Here comes the double stack.
So look at that. That is the double stack.
That is
right
the double
there.
Stack.
So actually, if you're at 30 inches, you're actually even taller yet because
you're back stacked.
So the thing, now there is something, you have the shorty and you have the Ultima. Now why would you buy the shorty compared to the Ultima? And
couple,
you kind of touched on it. But
yeah. Couple different reasons. One, you know, if you do mount it down a little lower, you can get your boat cover on without even taking anything off a lot of times. Really and truly why I loved it so much is just so that I could have down about the same height as a normal mount,
right?
So a normal bridge mount or whatever the case was, I could have it down that low.
Right.
But I have all this adjustability up and down.
Okay.
I mean, that's really the biggest thing about it.
And we can even show them, you know, the pole not sticking up for bass fishing is a big deal. So when you put this all the way down, your graphs are actually still higher than the pole.
Right. And
so
that's the shorty.
This
just
is the shorty.
So you know
here.
That's the shorty there. Yep.
So now that's one of the things the bass guys, it's more of a mental block, I think, that pole sticking up. It's just something sticking up in front of them. You know, that this takes that away. So
and when you go to the triple stack, you go to the bank and you go, okay, I want some electronics.
Yeah.
So you don't really have to do much custom work, do you? Because you guys have laid out, like, you've basically engineered, you guys are fishermen, you have engineered what a person needs, right?
Well, it's really, a guy kind of described it to us earlier, or to me, at the show here, and said it was like a Lego set. You build it the way you want it, right?
Yep,
so we have all the Legos, and they all fit together.
Yep,
and, you know, the shorty, the Ultimate, everything can go on that. The entire accessory package that we have.
Completely
anything,
modular.
Yeah, it's all modular. It's like Legos.
Okay.
I like that.
So my favorite part about this whole deal is you do almost everything there in Missouri. USA.
We are basically like 99% in-house production all this. So.
And this is crazy. So I went there. Of course, I had to go there.
Yeah.
Because you got to find out like the greatest things you need to go look and see. But just look at the craftsmanship, like, on this stuff. You guys, they're making all of this. Knobs.
Yep.
Everything. The collars. Are they called collars?
Yeah, that's what we call them, yeah.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Got it right. And I was just guessing. But it looked like a collar.
Right.
But all of these, you're building for them.
Yeah.
And that includes this extension tube. So we were talking about the shorty. And if you have the shorty, but say you want to go crappie fishing the next week.
Right.
But they want a taller one. You guys actually have an extension tube,
that? Yeah, we can probably grab one here in a second. Thanks, Tom.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We say we don't have, like, Gibbs and stuff running around getting our stuff.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that's an extension. That's a 15-inch extension. So, like Tom had mentioned, you know, in the shorty, this cap comes off, so... and basically, that is the top of that cap, and it just slides down in there. It's threaded, and you just screw it in, and now you just gain the ultimate experience out of a shorty. So.
Right. That's like creative. So, I'm not
going to point to who came up with that, but it was Travis.
Travis, take credit
for it. I'm just the idea guy.
You're the idea guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You happen to have an older guy that helps out.
Yeah.
With some of this stuff. What's his name? Does he have a title? Do you have a title for him?
He's like the mad scientist that we don't really let out of the basement very much. That's kind
of no, he's up there selling stuff yeah. right now. That pole is a hot commodity right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody wants to hear about the pole. So
yeah, no. Todd's my dad, you know, and we run the machine shop together,
right?
And this has just been an extension to it, and it's been a lot of fun. Honestly, I don't take a lot of the credit for much of this because Travis usually comes up with some sort of an idea.
I come up with an idea. I take it to Todd. And
he puts it on paper.
Yep, he puts it on paper, and we go in. We'll build one. Be like, nope, we got to change this because this isn't going to work. And
right.
Yeah. It's just.
From there.
Then we finally show it to Blake.
Yeah.
After all that happens. Right?
Yeah. Then we figure out how we're going to make it. That's
right. And Blake, you have. Tell us about availability. How has it been like during this period of time? Because.
Yeah.
You know, here, like, shortage of this, shortage of that.
It's been interesting. I mean, really, we've only been selling mounts really for 11 months because the Crappie Expo was basically Halloween last year.
Yep.
And here we are again for round two. And, I mean, the good thing is for our products, everything's made in-house. So we're not waiting on a outside supplier to bring us a bunch of machine parts. However, you know, materials are starting to get more and more tricky to get. Luckily, we have, you know, good partners and can get the material. But we're gearing up for next year. That's what, I mean, you know, we are a team. Everybody's got their part, and we all pull on the rope. But it's gonna be tough. We're already planning on trying to ramp up production during the winter, and that way we have enough stuff to sell next year. So
there you go.
Yeah.
That's great. So that takes us to Tackle Time, and Tackle Time is sponsored by a couple products. Pico Lures is the first one. So if you're out there crappie fishing, you have your beat down, you're looking down at your Lowrance unit, and you're seeing all those fish, you're probably going to be using Pico products because they make a whole line of soft products that is perfect for crappie fishing. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to picolures.com. And then the other company is Smith Products, and much like you guys, these guys have made a whole line of like Mr. Wally crappie stuff. Of course, we're at the Crappie Expo, I have to say that. But anyway, they have a whole line of different products and fishing-related products. And of course, I love this. This is like a little combo tool that has scissors and a knife sharpener and a hook sharpener. Everything you need. You could probably attach this to your beat down.
There you go.
And or you could put in your cup holder, I guess, but
yeah.
If you don't have a drink in there, you could put in there. But if you want to find out more about Smith Products, you would go to smithproducts.com. And that takes us to the last part. And Blake, tell us, if they want to find out more about Beat Down Outdoor Products, where would they go?
So we've got, obviously, Facebook and Instagram, Beat Down Outdoors. Our website's beatdownproducts.com. You can always give us a call, 660-287-8833. We love hearing from our customers and working things out for them. So
there you go. And that pretty much wraps it up as the engineer runs up here. And we appreciate it. Like I always say in the end of the show is make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.